And we're back in Ambridge just after seven this evening when there is news for Rob.
You could be caretaker here if you liked.
On BBC Radio 4 Extra, a selection of dramas by Harold Pinter.
Would you like to sleep here?
Yeah.
You can sleep here if you like.
Including the acclaimed dark comedy, The Caretaker.
What do you think I am, a dog? Nothing better than a dog. What do you think I am, a wild animal?
Harold Pinter's The Caretaker. On Sunday at 4, over on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, on Radio 4, drama and more from our series devised by Nicholas Kent, which takes us around the world and across two centuries to tell the story of oil and the price we've paid for it. Today, Faye Marseille and Paul Higgins star in No 2 Days, Joy Wilkinson's witty and romantic exploration of risk, passion and deep-sea drilling, all for the price of oil.
Would you mind taking part? I'm doing Vox Pops with petrol station staff. What do you think of the new uniform, top tips on great customer service, that kind of thing. It's for the centre spread of our March 2010 issue.
Sorry, what newspaper was it?
It's a magazine. Your staff magazine, don't you read it?
Pump number 6, mate. Excuse me. Number 6, that's £63.42, please.
Eesh, daylight robbery, innit? Should have filled her up at the supermarket, but that ain't much cheaper.
You should get a bike.
I have been thinking about that, actually. Shift a bit of weight, save a fortune.
Much better for the environment.
Yeah, I thought you were working for us.
I am, but I can't afford to run a car. And I'm trying to make the magazine a bit more edgy. Do you have any thoughts on the global impact of the oil industry? It'd be great to get some grassroots views.
I don't have any views on that. I'll just work here. Anything else? We're doing extra large chocolate bars for £1.
Yeah, go on in, give us a couple.
You're not going to get a bike, are you?
Nah. And you ain't going to make your magazine more edgy. Cheers, bruv.
Cheers.
So, how about the new uniform? Do you like it?
The Price of Oil. No 2 Days by Joy Wilkinson.
Call me Izzy. No, Isabel. Call me Isabel. I know it's hardly Ishmael, but it's better than Izzy. No one's going to pay attention to an Izzy, are they? Not even if she has the story of the century to tell. Izzy didn't have any good stories of her own, but she wanted to find them. Other people's stories, out there in the world. She wanted to be a journalist, but she couldn't get a job without any experience, and she couldn't work for free. She needed a job, so she hustled and she got one. It was a magazine. It had stories in it, but it wasn't real journalism. It was...
Samantha has worked in the canteen at Orbit Oil HQ for more than 37 years. Samantha says, no 2 days are the same.
Dudley works at the Ashby de la Zouche Orbit Oil Service Station, leading on point-of-sale displays. Dudley explains, no 2 days the same.
Shahana is PA to Orbit's head of exploration and production, acting as a linchpin in London while her boss jets around the globe. Shahana laughs. No 2 days are the same.
Oh, Izzy had worked at In Orbit, the staff magazine for the Orbit Oil Company, for nearly a year now, and every day, every story was the same. It was corporate journalism. It was bullshit, and it was driving Izzy mad. She had to get out. These stories she'd written wouldn't get her a front-page byline in a broadsheet. They'd make her look like she had zero integrity unless she could use them to get a real story. Show that all this bull was just a cover to help her get to the real story beneath. But where was the real story?
Welcome to my condo and the well from hell.
Ah, it's not that bad. At least you've got the sunshine. I'd rather be in the Gulf of Mexico than back freezing my knackers off in the North Sea.
Where's the royal party?
Hey, watch it, Marco. I'm no company man, me. I'm an old school engineer, hands on, balls out.
Yeah, I heard all the legends. I never picture Richard McAvoy in a suit.
The last time I wore this suit was my dad's funeral. But I thought I'd wear it today, especially for the execs. Make them feel at ease, make them listen to me.
They're still on the bridge, having their grand tour?
Aye, I thought I'd come on ahead. Heard there's been a spot of bother.
You could say that.
Well, that's why I'm here. Wherever the brown stuff is about to hit the fan, I'm your man. Your well's been playing hard to get. 7 years with no lost time incidents.
And now months of pains in the ass. Gas kicks, lost circulation, well control events, sometimes all at once. You've read the reports.
Aye. So, what do you reckon she's telling you?
Who?
The well. Like the wife, she won't just come out and say you forgot her anniversary. No, you've got to divine it from her looks and digs and kicking up a fuss about apparently nothing. You've got to listen to her.
Been a barrage of abuse lately. Maybe she's saying she wants a divorce.
Let's hope not. We should run another negative test. Check out how she's handling the pressure.
We've already been running, Sam.
Sure, but now I want to run one. Listen for myself. Is that all right with you?
Of course. Sorry, sir. I'll get on to it. He's just giving gas back again. Happens all the time.
I don't know. You better get the execs out of the way in case he needs the bridge. How's your blowout preventer?
It's there.
Is it working?
As far as we know. Why, what's she telling you?
Let's get to the bridge.
What, you think she's gonna...
Steve, did you see the news?
The news?
You're an editor, Steve. Don't you watch the news?
First thing in the morning? Hell no. I need something comforting to start the day. CBeebies with the kids.
You must have seen it. Deepwater Horizon?
Oh, that. Yeah, I saw it over someone's shoulder on the tube. Nightmare.
Isn't it?
Thank God it's not one of ours. You making a coffee?
I can if you want.
Good girl.
So, what are we going to do about it?
I've no idea.
I've got a few.
God knows what they'll do about it.
Their company magazine, you mean?
No, they're the whole company. The CEO, everyone.
Well, they're trying everything to stop the flow.
I know, but will it work? I don't know. That kind of bad publicity takes years to deal with.
Is that what it's all about? Bad publicity?
Decaf for me, please. Trying to be good.
So, I've had a few ideas.
We should probably do a message of condolence.
We should do some proper news coverage. Front page, in-depth features.
I think the real newspapers will have that covered, Iz.
But this is our big chance. We have a unique angle. Insight on the industry. We can go into the details. Leverage our expertise. Let me go and talk to our guys on the rigs.
I need you here. Petra's got her honeymoon booked.
Well, I can find out how it and why it happened, so we can reassure people about our systems and showcase our expertise, industry best practice.
It could come across like we're gloating.
Not if we handle it right. If we stick with the facts, get it all cleared at the highest level.
I need to think about it. Have we got any biscuits?
We can't ignore it, Steve. We have to do something.
Okay. I'll mention it to Kimberly.
Who?
The new head of comms. Let's see what she says. In the meantime, here you go.
Who's this?
Alan Metcalf, tanker driver, the next star of your favourite feature, No 2 Days Are the Same.
Every day, for Alan and Izzy, the same grey road stretching out ahead. I bet Alan never meant to be a tanker driver. He made the best of it, but Izzy wasn't going to. Izzy was going to the Gulf of Mexico to get to the bottom of it. To get to the truth.
Come on, Steve.
Okay, I've caved. Macchiato with a double shot and caramel waffles. Here, I saved you one.
Did you talk to Kimberly? Maybe, instead of the tanker driver, I could do an offshore installations manager. Or a drilling engineer. Even a well killer. Do a No 2 Days piece on them instead. Use that as a way in, as the frame for an in-depth analysis of what happened.
Oh, forget it, Izzy. The message is loud and clear. It's business as usual because we always put safety first, don't we?
Well, of course, but
She's going to draft a message of condolence, but apart from that, it's not news for us. It's too hot.
But I just think that...
We keep our distance, Izwiz. Take our time, OK?
OK. Gotta go.
Well, hey. Don't you want your waffle?
So much waffle. So many stories. And none of them about how the deep water well killers take 87 days to stop the flow. Or about the 200 million gallon oil spillage in the Gulf of Mexico that affects 16,000 miles of coastline. Not a word about the why or the how or what it meant for the future of the industry and the whole world that relies on it. And you know what? Even Izzy started to forget. She'd been at In Orbit magazine for over a year now. 13 months on the 13th floor of HQ. There was a nice canteen. A gym. The days weren't exactly the same. If she alternated cross-trainer with treadmill, bought a different sandwich.
What you got today, Iswiz?
Cream cheese, pesto and sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, exciting.
I know. Should start a column. Izzy's filling station. No 2 days are the same.
Oh, Kimberly popped in. Something's come up. Short notice. Say no if you like.
Who's this?
The next victim for no 2 days. Richard McAvoy works on the Starbuck oil rig off Aberdeen. He's a deep-sea drilling engineer, troubleshooting all over the globe. He was a contractor for BP in the Gulf of Mexico before we got
Deepwater. Was he there when
Just visiting, I think, but stayed on to help until Obama shut down all the offshore operations. So we nabbed him back and put him to work checking over the ancient hulks up north. Kimberly thought you could do a nice inspirational story. Local boy comes home, but home isn't with the wife and kids. It's with the team at the Starbuck rig, blah, blah, blah.
I'll do it.
Well, you could probably write the whole thing from here. Quick phone call, make up the rest. You know what he'll say.
No! I need to go to get the atmosphere and all the...
Don't worry, Iswiz. You're going to go. I figured you'd due a little jaunt.
Thanks, Steve. Really, thank you.
Though, it's no one's idea of a jolly. Low-cost airline at the crack of dawn tomorrow, then one night stay on some rickety oil rig with a bunch of roughnecks.
I don't mind roughing it.
There's only one rule. No mention of deep water, OK? We don't want anything inflammatory.
I'd never dream of it.
It'd only get cut. We don't want hassles with legal.
I'd better go and do some research. Just general background. Won't be long.
Oh, don't you want your sandwich?
No. Izzy wanted her story. Her man, Richard McAvoy. She quickly read everything she could about him, about drilling, about deep water. Izzy read all day and stayed up all night, researching, planning, imagining. She could make it up right now. An expose on the oil industry from an expert insider who drilled all over the globe, deep into the globe, who knew everything. The story behind the headlines, how it happened, why it happened. Why it would keep happening again and again unless we... Izzy didn't know all the answers. But Richard would. And she would make him tell her. She would let him call her Izzy. Let him think that's who she was. Izzy Ashford, staff reporter for In Orbit. No threat whatsoever. Just interested in oil. In him. She'd do whatever it takes to finally become Isabel Ashford. A front page byline in a broadsheet, even if she had to work all night.
Radio 4, it's 12 minutes to 1. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 21st of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Itsira, South Itsira, 14th Cromarty.
Welcome aboard this direct jet flight to Aberdeen. Would you please take a moment to read the safety information in our in-flight magazine, in which you'll also find details of special offers available on board.
Perfumes, watches, sunglasses, for Aberdeen. All these magazines, all this bull. Time to leave it all behind. Izzy ignores the safety information, reads her notes. She's so excited and so exhausted. She's had no sleep. She stayed up all night, researching, planning, dreaming. No 2 days are the same for Richard McAvoy, who works on the Starbuck oil rig, accessible first by a flight to Aberdeen and then by boat. 100 miles north into 90-foot waves and 130-mile-per-hour winds. And then a personnel basket transfer up to the Starbuck platform, a Billy Pugh basket, a flimsy wee birdcage dangling from a crane, swinging in the wind, lifting Izzy from the boat to the rig, if she's lucky. If the sea's calm, if the wind's down, if the crane operator is with it. If not, the basket can hit the crane, hit the rig, hit the water, and...
Izzy. Izzy, it's all right.
I can't breathe.
Breathe. You can breathe.
The captain has now turned... turned the seatbelt sign off.
She was dreaming. Dreaming.
But please remain in your seats. We'll be coming around shortly with a selection of teas, coffees, and light refreshments.
She didn't want teas or coffees or Kit Kat chunkies. She needed to concentrate on her story. Get it right.
Any drinks or snacks?
No 2 days are the same for Richard McAvoy, who works on the Starbuck oil rig. Accessible first by a flight to Aberdeen and then a helicopter, direct to the Starbuck platform's landing pad, weather permitting. The rig has supplies to keep the crew fed and watered for 30 days, if it were ever to be cut off for that long. But today, the sun is shining, the North Sea is calm, and Richard McAvoy, my hero of deep water, is beaming.
Isabel!
Call me Izzy!
Welcome aboard, Izzy. Nice flight.
Only slightly more terrifying than direct jet.
Just getting to work is an adventure up here. Let me give you a hand down.
Sure we won't get our heads chopped off?
It's safe. Don't worry. Here we go.
He has big hands, Richard McAvoy. He's a big man, built for the wind and sea, like the rigs and drill ships he works on. Not like Steve, worn smooth and slippery by London bull and sea BBs. Richard is all rusted iron, concrete, earth's crust, rock solid, constantly moving.
You okay on the stairs and those things?
These are my sensible shoes. I wore them specially.
We'll find you some boots inside. Here you go. Have his jacket, hard hat, and steel-toe boots. Whoa, your feet are tiny. What size are you?
Fours. Ladies size four.
And we don't do lassies sizes.
Men's three would probably do it.
There's not many size three men here. No, but I think they've got some wee ones in for Tina, the pastry chef. Now, you should do a piece on her. She's the last pastry chef on the orbit rigs. Way more interesting than me.
I doubt that. I think you're very interesting.
Size three. Here we are. Let me...
You know, of all the No 2 Days articles I've done, you're the only subject I'll actually spend 2 days with. Normally it's only an hour or so.
So how do you know the days aren't the same then? I mean, they could tell you anything.
You're the only one I'll spend the night with.
Maybe you'll be putting that in the article.
Depends if it's newsworthy.
So how does that feel? Too big?
No. Feels good.
Don't want you tripping over, breaking your neck. We're drilling in the earth here, sucking out its blood, and you know what my bosses hassle me about? Trips and falls, health and safety. Never mind triggering a major blowout, just don't dare walk downstairs carrying a cup of hot coffee.
So what are the real dangers out here? Is there a risk of a major blowout? Like, at Deepwater?
Deepwater was a different company.
But it's all Deepwater, deep sea, I mean.
The real danger out here is talking to a journalist.
I'm not a real journalist.
No, you work for my bosses. Even more dangerous.
Well, you'll get to see the story before it goes to print. But I won't put anything bad in it. I'm just interested.
In deep water?
In all of it. The industry, the processes, the people. In you. The work you do. Why you do it.
Why do you do your job? Talking to grunts like me?
I don't think you're a grunt.
No one reads it, you know. That magazine of yours. The boxes pile up here till someone tips them overboard. Pollutes the ocean with your shite.
It is shite, I know. But it's a job. I get to write. I get to meet all kinds of people. Interesting people. I don't just do it for the money, and I know you don't either. I've read all about you drilling guys. You're not grunts. You're swashbucklers. Frontiersmen. Undersea astronauts.
Astronauts. I like that.
My boss wants a nice, inspirational article. Local boy comes home, but home isn't with the wife. I can write that with my eyes closed. But while I'm here, I want to see everything. Not for the article. I want to know how the world works. How you work, Richard McAvoy. Do you do it for the danger?
I haven't had a wife for a long time.
I know. I've done my research. Can you tell me what happened on Deepwater?
Let's go back out. Put your hard hat on. We've got 36 wells up here, all running at capacity. 250 staff, give or take. It's an old field, this. Discovered in 1969, pumping in 75. It was only built to last 20, 30 years max. But it's still going, still life in the old dog.
I thought it would be noisier.
Oh, it will be, just you wait. We've had to shut it down for a week, maintaining, running safety checks. The bosses hate it, but it's got to be done.
Have they tried to stop you? Make you cut corners?
Do you think they could make me do that?
I think they'd try, but only you could say for sure.
We're going to restart it today. Get the nation's blood flowing again.
When you say nation, do you mean Scotland's or the UK's?
Your boss wants a nice inspirational article, but you're instinctively drawn to controversy.
I'm just wondering. Some people think there's a conspiracy to divert Scotland's wealth to Westminster to keep Scotland in the Union.
I'm a world citizen, Izzy. Never stay in one country long enough to catch its conspiracy theories.
But you must have an opinion. Do you think we should be more like Norway? Should the state have more of a stake in our oil industry?
It's not comparable. Norway's only got 5 million people. The UK has 12 times that. It's more complicated.
Scotland only has 5 million people.
Scotland's nothing like Norway.
Should it be more like Alaska? They don't even pay tax. They get cash back from the government, their own share of the oil riches.
Have you ever been to Alaska?
No, but I want to. Isn't there, like, the highest ratio of men to women?
Well, there's the highest rate of reported rape in the States, I know that. Whether the two are related.
Is that true?
Well, you're the journalist. Do you believe statistics? Listen, Izzy, you're a smart girl with the daintiest wee feet, but you haven't got a clue. These places, you can't compare them. They have different histories, geographies, politics.
That doesn't matter. I'm talking about the principle, whether oil belongs to a country or to a company.
It's all that matters where oil's concerned. Where is it? Whose is it? Who found it? When? And how much is it worth? One place is completely different to another. It's like drilling. Each place has different pressures. You can't just apply some universal rule. You need to know exactly where you are. Know as much as you can and tread very carefully.
That doesn't sound very swashbuckling.
Well, I'm not swashbuckling today. I'm restarting a very deep, very old well. She doesn't need some young buck going at her like he's got something to prove. She needs a steady hand. A wise old dog.
It's not dangerous, what we're doing today, is it?
Why do you think the bosses like to fixate on trips and falls? Because you can measure them, prevent them, take steps in steel-toe boots. But the real dangers here, they're everywhere. Every moment. Constant pressure. Time, money, oil. Oil is pressure. It's always dangerous.
Well, that's okay. I like living dangerously.
Oh, it's okay. I got you.
Sorry. These boots. I need a steady hand, too.
Let's see if this girl's ready to get pumping again.
Strides around the platform, around the men, the team. I use that word so much in the magazine, it's meaningless. But here, now, it seems to mean something. Nice. Inspirational. Steve would love it. Or hate it. All these big men call things like...
Dog, Monkey, Tweaky, Ada, Sinbad, Rocket.
They clock my green hard hat and have a laugh.
Green's for new kids. For danger. Watch out for her, lads. She's trouble. Now, let's get our toys out, shall we? Show her how we do it. How we restart the well safely and efficiently. Apply the pressure without it blowing up in our faces.
He's used to being in charge, to getting what he wants. What he wants from me is pretty obvious. I'll let him think he's in with a chance, if he gives me what I want. If he does that, maybe he'll get it anyway. He's old enough to be my dad. But I've always liked older men, who know stuff, who can tell me how the world works. A man with a story.
Extending the life. That's what it's all about, is it? Enhanced oil recovery.
Because it's running out.
Because a barrel of oil is a barrel of oil, whether it's from a new field or an old field. Why build a new one when you can squeeze a whole lot more out of you?
Maybe because there isn't a whole lot more left to be squeezed.
You kidding me?
You said this was meant to last 30 years max.
some point, the reservoir must run dry.
Do you even know what an oil reservoir is? Is whiz.
What did you call me?
An oil reservoir, is it? Come on.
It's, well, it's like an underground reservoir, under the seabed, filled with oil instead of water.
No, it's not loose like a pool. It's solid. It's inside rock, trapped in the gaps and the grains. Getting it out isn't like drinking a milkshake. You can only do it with pressure.
Isn't that fracking?
We've been fracking here since the 70s. No one cared till they started doing it onshore.
Since the 70s? There can't be any left.
The easy oil is long gone, but there's more left down there than we've taken out. The way we've been doing it, you get maybe 30%. But with these new toys, we can get twice as much, maybe more. Injecting the rocks with water, gas, washing the oil towards the wells. You apply more pressure, you get more out.
What if it's too much pressure? If something goes wrong?
That's why I'm here, to make sure it won't. Nothing's going to go wrong today, is it, dog?
All looking good so far.
What are they doing?
A negative test. You put the well in neutral and check the pressure's not too high. If there's a leak in the construction, the well will start to flow up the kill line. It's a routine check. It's nothing to worry about.
You were at Deepwater. Something still went wrong.
Yeah, I'd barely set foot on the platform when...
What? Tell me. Everything.
They won't let you print anything.
There's more to life than In Orbit magazine.
I knew you weren't really interested in me. You're not even interested in deep water.
I am. I want to know the truth.
People died out there. Good people. You bloody journalists.
More people will die if we don't learn anything from it. Was it your bosses cutting corners? Or is disaster inevitable? I need to know, and I think you have the answers.
And if I did, what makes you think I'd tell you?
Because you're sick of your bosses getting it wrong and your friends dying for it. And because you're interested in me. Who else will really listen to you?
Doc!
Aye!
I'm just going to show the wee lassie around, show her how it really works.
Oh, aye!
You carry on without me, I won't be long.
Is it safe for you to leave them to it?
Well, it's safer to get you out of the way. Wait there a sec. Listen, Doc. She could start to play off at any minute, but you can handle it, can't you?
Sure thing.
Before Deepwater, Obama was all for expanding offshore drilling. Since 9/11, it's all been about energy security, finding reliable sources closer to home so no one can hold us over a barrel.
But are they safe sources? Just because they don't belong to despots?
You should have heard the voters over there chanting, drill, baby, drill. They wanted more wells, deeper and deeper, energy independence, whatever the cost. And then Deepwater blew up. Obama changed his tune, shut us all down. But it won't last. Even the victims' families are starting to say they should restart the rigs. They know. It's the land that matters, not the sea. That's where voters live and breathe. The coast will die without this industry.
So, the oil companies kill the workers, the wildlife, the fishermen's livelihoods, and still come out on top. How does that work?
You want to make sense of this industry, is it? Listen, when they were chanting drill, baby, drill, when he announced the expansion, it was all about gas prices. I mean, petrol, you know? And you know what? Drilling those new offshore wells would have zero effect on gas prices for decades, if ever. But voters think it would. If you dig more wells, you get more oil, the prices must come down, right? Even though it takes way longer than a presidential term to get at that oil. Even though the oil price isn't really about how much oil is sloshing around out there at all.
Of course it is, isn't it?
Well, how could it be? How could we even know how much oil is sloshing around? If a company said its reserves were bigger than expected, the government would whack its taxes up. So why would they say?
So, the reserves are bigger. Oil's not running out.
Remember I said a barrel of oil is a barrel of oil? Except it's not. There's no such thing as a barrel of oil. Hasn't been for years. There's only the idea of a barrel.
But it's a measurement. People know what it means.
It means different things to different people in different places. It changes. It's abstract. It's like money, like debt, like time. Numbers on paper, on computer screens. Story of our century. It's pure fantasy.
But oil's not just numbers on paper. When it runs out, you can't fill a car with the abstract idea.
When it runs out, you have to move on from that. I know it makes a better story. Exploding rigs, oil-soaked wildfowl, oil running out. Way more interesting than the intricacies of OPEC.
But it has to run out. We're past peak oil. The barrel might be abstract, but the $100 it costs, it's hard fact.
Except it's not. It would be more like $30 a barrel if it wasn't for the speculators, the manipulators. Supply isn't the problem. It's the markets. Utter madness. Greed. Is that real or fantasy?
So it's all made up. Oil isn't running out.
How would I know? Aren't you listening? What I'm saying is, you can learn it all. Politics, history, geography. And what you learn is, well, if you're lucky, you can get maybe 30% of the story. Maybe double that with real hard pressure. But the whole truth, if you got at that last drop, the whole damn foundations would probably collapse.
I thought you didn't believe in conspiracy theories.
I don't believe in anything, Izzy, except this.
Good work, lads. Keep it up. I'd rather down. Have a look at this letter for you.
The rig, my tools, my crew. What I can hold and what I can do with a firm grasp of science and experience, instinct, listening to the well, that's what I believe in. I believe in them and in her, and I pray that today she will spare us her wrath and be bountiful.
Why is the well a she? Seems a bit A-level semiotics, big men drilling into women's wells.
More brave men, lonely men pulling together to try and understand this unfathomable mystery.
Getting some strange readings on the kill line, Rich. You should take a look.
What is it?
It's nothing for you to worry about.
What do you want us to do?
Give me a sec.
He's worried, isn't he?
Tweaky, take the lassie back inside for us, will you?
Is there a leak? Something wrong?
Take her away, Tweak. Not to the bridge.
Why not the bridge? What's that?
She's just giving gas back. It happens all the time.
We are currently experiencing some turbulence and the captain has turned on the seatbelt sign. Please return to your seats, fasten your seatbelts, and remain seated until the lights go off.
Richard?
You're okay then, miss?
Just had a bad dream.
You need to fasten your seatbelt over your coat. Yeah, let me.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry to disturb you. Have sweeter dreams this time.
No 2 days are the same for Richard McAvoy.
She's just giving gas back. It happens all the time. Why are you still here? Where's Tweaky gone?
Isn't this what happened on Deepwater?
It happens all the time on rigs all over the world. Look, why don't you go to the canteen, have some dinner, and I'll find you later.
I don't want dinner with Tweaky or 1,000 more fascinating oil facts. I want the truth. When the crap hits the fan, what can we do?
Come with me.
I'm not going to the canteen.
We're going to the bridge. I need to check the blowout preventers working. Come on.
If you go deep, deep down, beneath the rig, beneath the waves, to where the pipeline meets the ocean floor, there's this great, almighty hunk of metal, 4 stories tall, 300 tons heavy. They call it the blowout preventer. BOP, the ultimate failsafe, or the ultimate bull.
Get inside, Izzy, and then keep back out of the way.
Is the BOP what caused the blowout in Deepwater?
Well, it sure as hell didn't prevent it.
Is it going to prevent a blowout now?
Well, let's find out.
Are you all right, Richard? You're shaking.
I'm fine. This is what I do. I'm your man when the brown stuff hits.
What? Is that what's happening, Richard? Are we in trouble?
Here's a fascinating fact for you, Izzy. Everyone on every rig knows that a BOP only works maybe 50% of the time. It's not reliable. Neither are the shear arms that are meant to cut the pipe, shut down a disaster. Everyone knows these things are not reliable, and yet we rely on them. We call them blowout preventers. We carry on and hope for the best. And if the worst happens, we'll call in the well killers, because that's a reassuring name too. Even if it's just an old guy in a baseball cap who puts out fires in Kuwait, way above sea level. Nothing like deep water. That was more like a shuttle disaster, trying to fix something in outer space. This is science fiction, isn't it? High-tech hunches, facts and feeling, real and not real. You and me on the surface, and deep down, lots of human rocks.
Richard, what the hell's happening?
Dog, can you tell? Is the BOP not working?
As far as we know, I mean, we've done the checks.
No, this can't be happening.
But of course it can, if it only works half the time.
Not again, please, not again.
Is this what happened in Deepwater?
No, I don't know, but I'm not going to let it. Will somebody shut that door?
Is the BOP not working?
I can't think with all that noise. I can't breathe.
Breathe, Richard, breathe.
Get back. Can you not work it, Doc? I think he's having a panic attack or something.
I'm just a grunt. I can't...
I can make it work. I can.
You can't. Get out of the way. Keep him back, Doc.
What are you going to do?
You can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. She's going to blow. Listen to her. Can you hear her? Can nobody else hear anything?
Activate the emergency disconnect system.
You can't.
I can. I am. It's going to work.
No 2 days are the same for Richard McAvoy, thanks to the Starbuck Oil Rig Canteen's creative range of dinners.
2 shepherd's pies and 2 corks. $5.80.
One day it's shepherd's pie, the next it's chili con carne. 250 staff, and enough supplies for 30 days, for 3 meals a day. I can hardly get my head around the logistics of that amount of frozen mince. Never mind the oil. 85 million barrels consumed each day. Every day, worldwide. 85 million. However big or small the barrels, it can't go on. It has to end one day. And it can't end happily ever after, can it?
Must think I'm pathetic.
All heroes have their weakness. Achilles had his heel, you had the BOP.
How did you know how to work the emergency disconnect system?
I did my research. It was very boring, but it comes in handy when the brown stuff hits the fan.
Do you play ping pong?
Not really.
Good, come on.
Told you I didn't play.
Sure, but the bedrooms are all shared. Do you want the lads watching?
Watching what?
You don't have to, if you've gone off me. Or if you were never really interested in me in the first place, if you just wanted your story.
No, still interested. And I've still got no story, so tell me, Richard, the truth.
I'll give you a story, Izzy, about evil oil companies hell-bent on boosting profits and production at the expense of safety, people and the planet, and about heroic oil companies pioneering technology, pushing back frontiers, doing their damnedest in all the hells on Earth, trying to keep up with demands. It's enough to give anyone a panic attack if you think about it.
That's not a story.
I know. And you need a story. Like I need the next frontier. And neither of us will ever be satisfied. But still, we keep going, keep trying.
Someone could come in.
Well, that is a risk, yeah, but what is it they say? Feel the fear and do it anyway. Wait, you still got your boots on?
Leave them.
I can't shag a lassie in steel toe caps. It won't take a minute. God, your feet are so...
Tiny. My feet are tiny in his big hands, and I remember he's old enough to be my dad. And I remember my dad... My tiny feet in his big hands. My baby feet in his daddy hands. My first memory of him. My last.
What's up? Oh, give me strength.
Nothing's up. Come back.
No, I definitely can't shag a lassie who's crying. What's the matter?
Izzy didn't have any good stories of her own. My dad was killed in Nigeria when Izzy was still tiny, which sounds like a good story, but it isn't. He just fell. Tripped and fell down some stairs, broke his neck and died. Health and safety. And that was that. Izzy and her mum came home to a home paid for by the company that her dad had worked for. An oil company, now called Orbit. That was how Izzy got her job. Someone who once knew her dad pulled some strings to get her in. She should be grateful, but she hated it. She hated them. She wanted to bring them down, watch them fall. But she also loved them, with all the love she had locked away for him, in the rock inside of her.
I might have known this would happen. Send a lassie to do a story about oil and you end up with kissing and crying and daddy issues. I thought you were serious.
Seriously, Richard? I don't give a shit about oil anymore.
Get down! Under the table, wife!
I don't understand any of it. It's all about the world.
The room vanished in the blast. The rig collapsed. Some men leapt into lifeboats, some fell into the sea. Izzy leapt and fell and sank down, right to the bottom of the ocean, where the Lost in Orbit magazines lay like manta rays on the sand, and where the water pressure should have crumpled her up. Somehow, she was still alive, and so was he.
Izzy, it's all right.
I can't...
Breathe. You can't breathe.
I can? How can we, without a mask?
We can do anything. As undersea astronauts. Your blowout preventer's broken. Look. We have to fix it. Here, you can help me. Hold this.
Will it work? When you fixed it? All the time?
This one will. But this one's not real. Like heroes, like oil. In real life, things don't have just one flaw. There's too many to ever really be set. But it's nice to dream.
To dream?
There you go. All fixed. Safe and sound. For now. That's a happy ending, isn't it?
Is that the end?
Welcome to Aberdeen. The seatbelt signs are now off, and it is safe to disembark. For those staying in the city, we'd like to wish you a pleasant day, and for those travelling onwards from here, we hope you have a pleasant journey.
You all right there, miss?
Yes, thank you. I'm all right.
Isabel Ashford? Or is it Izzy?
It's Izzy.
Huh.
Who are you?
Stevie, the PR from Orbit's Aberdeen office. I'll be coming out with you to the rig.
I didn't know I needed a chaperone.
Richard McAvoy's been called away to a big drilling job in Brazil, so I'm coming along to show you around and line up an appropriate alternative.
Richard's not there.
I'm afraid not. You know how it is with drilling guys. In demand all over the globe.
I'd have liked to have met him.
Well, he might still be here.
Here?
I'm getting a flight out. Propping up the bar. Let me see. Ah, there he is. Richard? Richard?
Oh, it's you?
I'd like to introduce you to Izzy Ashford from In Orbit magazine. She was going to do the piece on you.
I'd still like to, if you've got time. Or I could...
No, thanks. Gotta go.
Oh, right. Goodbye.
You could do Tina instead. She's the pastry chef. Starbucks, the only rig in the North Sea to still have a pastry chef. Oh, did you know that? What do you think?
Izzy thinks she might quit and write something else. Might still be shite, but it'll be hers. And one day it might be great. Izzy thinks Moby Dick is shite. It's boring, complicated. It bombed at the time. But it's still the story of the century. Of every century since the first day that man was man and not whatever he was the day before. The story of Richard chasing oil and of Izzy chasing him, and it will go on and on and on until she gets through it. Until it runs out.
In No 2 Days by Joy Wilkinson, Izzy was played by Faye Marseille and Richard by Paul Higgins. Marco was Sam Dale, Samantha, Amelia Laudell, Shahana, Jessica Turner, Dudley, David Hounslow, and Steve, Mark Edelhunt. No 2 Days was directed by Nicholas Kent and produced by Jonquil Panting. The Price of Oil series is devised by Nicholas Kent with Jack Bradley and Jonathan Myerson.
And we tot up the final Price of Oil tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 when Tamsin Oglesby's sparkling comedy Blood from Stone takes us into the future of oil. Alan Armstrong and Paul Ritter star as a father and son energy company in 2045, struggling with rock-bottom prices, dodgy AI and fracking demos.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. A 15-year-old British boy who plotted to behead police officers at an Anzac Day parade in Australia has been sentenced to life imprisonment. The teenager, who's from Blackburn in Lancashire, will serve at least 5 years for inciting terrorism and will only be released once he's no longer considered to be dangerous. Detective Chief Superintendent Tony Moles said the boy, who was 14 at the time of the plot, had been known to police.
He showed some early signs of extreme and radicalisations, and there were some various interventions put in place, and he hasn't responded to them. He's resisted and he's moved himself into the criminal justice space. So he's very determined, I would suggest, in terms of his action, and he's carried on despite knowing the authorities know he has these views. And again, that's a dangerous game to play because you're going to get people like us knocking on the door.
The Thai-owned company that runs the Redcar Steelworks, SSI UK, has gone into liquidation. Earlier, the government announced a support package worth up to £80 million for the 1,700 workers who lost their jobs when the company announced on Monday it was mothballing the plant. The wife of a man who faked being in a coma to avoid a fraud trial has been jailed for 10 months for perverting the course of justice. As well as jailing Helen Knight, the court in Swansea also sentenced her husband, Alan, to another 14 months in prison on the same grounds. He was jailed in November last year on fraud and forgery charges. Free schools and new academy schools in England will be given longer before facing inspections from Ofsted. Until now, Ofsted have inspected them near the end of their second full year. They will usually not be inspected until their third year. The National Union of Teachers says it's unfair. The acclaimed Irish playwright Brian Friel has died at the age of 86. He's best known for Philadelphia, Here I Come and Dancing at Lunasa, which was made into a film. The Irish president, Michael D. Higgins, said Friel's legacy to the Irish people was immense. BBC News.
Animator, Monty Python member and Maverick director Terry Gilliam has written a memoir about his life of surreal art. In a special edition of Front Row, he reveals one of the secrets of his creativity, losing control.
There's something that happens in a film, and it is an important moment because there's a point when the film is really running itself, that I, the director, the writer, do not exist. And this happens in any form of art for any artist. You don't exist. It's making itself. And I love that.
Terry Gilliam talking to me, John Wilson, for a Front Row special this evening at 7:15.
I wonder if Eric Robson ever loses control. Well, we may find out. Today may be the day. Because now on BBC Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time. And Chairman Eric Robson is joined by members of a truly dedicated horticultural society.
Now, imagine a place with 60 to 80 inches of rain a year and frequent westerly gales. Here, midges make gardening extremely uncomfortable, and other local pests range from deer to New Zealand flatworms, giant snails to a plague of rabbits. It's a